With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sources are telling the New York Post that the motive for the shooting that left four people plus the gunman dead in Midtown Manhattan was spelled out in a note. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the shooter, identified as Shane Tamura, is believed to have traveled from Las Vegas to New York City. The four dead include an NYPD officer who happened to be off duty at the time and working security for the building. Law enforcement sources say the several pages long note contained Tamura's explanation of how he blamed football for his struggle with the neurodegenerative disease, CTE. According to the New York Post sources, Tamura, who fatally shot himself in the chest, also asked that his brain be studied. The NFL has offices on floors 5 through 8 of the Park Avenue high-rise. The surviving victim appears to be an NFL employee. Tamura was a security guard at a Las Vegas casino, but he played football in high school. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
No words can describe this act of evil, a man who takes the life of others who are innocent. And no words can fill the void that has been left by this tragedy. Our hearts break for the families and friends of the victims. We pray for the swift and safe recovery of the injured.
Senate Republicans say President Trump made it clear he doesn't want a government shutdown.
House Republicans jammed Senate Democrats in March with a partisan funding bill, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly voted for to avoid a shutdown. But the political dynamics are different now. Schumer is under heavy pressure to fight harder against President Trump and his MAGA allies, heightening the chance of a shutdown if Speaker Mike Johnson tries to use the same playbook. A Republican senator who requested anonymity said, quote, "The fate of the appropriations bills to fund the government in fiscal year 2026 will be the focus of the GOP conference before it leaves for a four-week August recess." Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. America's churches continue to be vandalized.
Around the time the Supreme Court repealed Roe versus Wade in 2022, law enforcement saw an uptick in the number of attacks on houses of worship. The problem has not abated. Less than 2 weeks ago, St. Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, was covered in graffiti. Other houses of worship have been burned or had windows broken. There's also been a surge in attacks on churches across Canada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says transgender athlete policies, such as the one in Oregon, violates Title IX, the 1972 federal law banning discrimination in education based on sex. This is SRN News. During his meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President Trump reflected on his upcoming unprecedented second state visit with King Charles III.
I'm a big fan of King Charles. I've known him for quite a while. A great guy, great person. He looks really well to me. He looks great. So we look forward to coming over.
The president said he's excited about September state visit that will include a trip to Windsor Castle, and that he has no issue with King Charles' environmental stance.
King Charles is an environmentalist, I will tell you. And I say that in a positive way, not a negative way. And, every time I've met with him, he talked about the environment, how important it is. And I'm all for it. I think that's great.
Two children are dead after a boat crash off Miami-Dade County Monday morning in Biscayne Bay. A barge hit the sailboat. All six went into the water and two died. This is SRN News.